listening to Lower Road Radio.
Let's get it.
What?
At Tanagra When the Walls Fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you yet another time for Lower Road Radio with my co-host, as always. Jason is here with me in the Daffy Down Studios. Go to daffydown.com. Get the best duck gear this side of Mississippi, or maybe either side of Mississippi. I don't know. But Jesse's here doing what he does.
All nicked up and bricked up, baby.
Nicked up and bricked up. And Preston is on the... I'm sorry. I just got kerfuffled by the nicked up and bricked up, and I thought, is that dirty? Probably is.
Well, I know what nick up is. What's brick up?
I don't know. It rhymes.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. I thought you're constipated.
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of always constipated, so...
Mm. I heard you lay bricks at the YMCA. You're the czar of information, Preston, and Stella is on the ones and zeros, and with or without Stella, the show, Stella makes the show happen. I wrote a poem the other day. I was at Panera, and I had headphones on. Yeah. It was the day that you saw me at Panera.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was listening to stuff really loud, and I realized just, I had been there for like 6 hours working, and I realized I had my headphones on really loud, and I just leaned over and farted, and I have no idea how loud it was. I was completely...
You're in a zone.
I was in my zone,
yeah.
You know, like I was sitting in my office, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I kind of saw some people look around, and I thought, I'll bet that was loud.
Did it feel loud?
It felt loud. It did. It felt loud. You can't always tell.
No?
You can't always tell, no. So... I'm hoping, but so after I did that, I wrote a poem, an ode to farts, as it were.
Yeah.
It says, I like to fart. I think it's funny. You may think me quite the child for viewing life this way. Call me immature if you like, then I'll just call you gay. That's pretty good, isn't it? Because I'm immature.
No, I get it.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, all right. No, I love the image of... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, just not even, you're in the zone, and...
And it's like...
Yeah.
That might not have been a good decision.
Yeah. I had the noise cancellation on.
I think it was 80s synthwave is what I was listening to. Like... And I just... So, anyway, it is what it is. What are you going to do? Life is short. Fart loud. Jason, what do you want to talk about today? Do we have any...
So Giblets, I don't even have to... He knows we record every Thursday.
He knows. He brings gets it. The deal.
He said, he what is it. The worst buy one, get one free sale of all time?
What a random specific question.
I know. I like it.
What is the worst...
I think combination.
Buy one, get one sale.
Yeah. Like what's the worst combination that you could think of?
Like you buy a thing and you get another of that thing. Maybe a coffin?
Listen, that would have been great. Mm-hmm. That's actually not a bad one.
Buy one, get one for a coffin.
Buy one, get one free.
Because sometimes
you both go.
To. That's true. That's the thing that came to mind immediately. I'm just thinking of something that you do want to buy, but that you don't really care about.
I kind of feel like a dog.
Oh, that's
like
a bad one.
When you're in for one, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden you come home with two,
yeah.
and I've done that before.
Listen, my sister did that. And those two were siblings, and they had 10 puppies together.
Oh, gosh.
And then we got one. On top of already having a dog.
Yeah. Yeah. What else? You got anything else?
It's like something that you really only need one of.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Jesse?
Crutches? No. Wheelchair? No. I don't know. There's something funny there, but I'll just go with coffin.
Okay, that's good. He's got one more. And we've done similar to this, but this is not exactly. I think it's worded a little bit different. Mount Rushmore of people mentioned in the Bible. Now, I think this is different. I don't think this is Mount Rushmore of people in the Bible.
Okay.
I think mentioned.
Okay.
Do you follow?
Are there people in the Bible that are not in the Bible, but that were mentioned?
Well, like, I'm sure there is.
I mean, I think if you're mentioned in the Bible, you're in the Bible.
Yeah, but if you're not a main character.
Okay.
It's like, so like when Paul said, oh, greetings to Cyphridius.
Yeah, okay. I remember Cyphridius.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You're the Bible scholar.
Listen, Tychicus, I don't know, Caesar Tetrahoms. Augustus.
Yeah.
How's that for you?
What were the ladies that did that housed Paul with the tents?
Well, it was a married couple.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who was
Aquila
it?
And Priscilla?
Aquila and Priscilla. Oh,
that's what, yeah.
But they're Bible characters.
They're mentioned.
Okay. I don't love this question by Giblets. I don't know how to answer it.
I don't know how to answer
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Okay. That's it from the X.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
I did not put it out there.
Fine.
No, I mean, I have more stuff.
No big deal. I got stuff to talk about.
Where do you fall on automatic toilet flushing?
Hate it.
I hate it.
Hate it.
Preston?
You know, there's moments where it's nice, but as soon as you like shift a little bit, it flushes.
I hate that.
I don't like it when it flushes. And then it splashes up at me.
See, I'm okay with that. What I'm not okay with is when you stand up to view your handiwork.
Yeah, and it's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
That's it's like, I wanted to take a picture.
I always take a little piece of... I wanted to take a picture. I always take a little piece of toilet paper and put it over the automatic sensor so it doesn't flush. Mm. Like, I will determine when I will flush.
Yeah, I'm not... I don't have a strong...
As far as urinals, I'm totally cool. Flush whenever you want.
Yeah. Well, you don't flush those anyway, do you?
No.
Go and walk away.
Yeah.
Like whoever was before me every single time at Panera this week. I mean, it's just full. I'm like, I flush it. So if I walk up to a urinal and it's yellow with some other dude's urine, I don't want to mix my urine with his urine. So I'll flush it.
You're a pre-flusher, but not a post-flusher.
Oh, I'll be a post-flusher too.
You're a pre- and post-flusher.
If it calls for it, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But if my urine is clear, no need to flush. Sometimes that happens when you've just been drinking water all day.
I've been there.
Yeah. I think it's a good sign.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that good when your urine is clear? It means you're ultra hydrated.
You want the next person to know that you're really well hydrated. That's why you don't flush. Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, they wouldn't know. It just looks like water in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Where do you fall on watered urinals versus like just free flow?
Watered urinals.
Like some urinals just have holes in them. But some have a little reservoir of water.
I like the reservoir water.
Oh, I do not.
I like the sound it makes.
No, I like the urinal cake.
I love
the
tasty?
Urinal cake. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I like a urinal cake.
Do you prefer urinal cake or reservoir?
I feel like
you don't
see as many urinal cakes as you used to.
I don't know. I see quite a few urinal
cakes. I don't know what's going on at IKEA, but the urinals at IKEA don't have anything going on. And it's just, they make a big deal about how they're like saving water, but I'm like, but what's happening here? Like, you know, like
you're
you're just peeing on top of pee. You know, I don't know. I get the sense that it's made of some sort of Swedish,
like bamboo,
porcelain type that's like somehow, I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but they're very proud of the fact that they're saving water over there at IKEA.
Their pipes are just hydrophobic and
they're hydro what?
Hydrophobic. Means it like
afraid of water.
Basically, yeah, mm-hmm. the water beads up and any liquid goes down them.
So they put Rain-X on the urinals.
Basically.
Yeah.
That's why I guess.
I love Rain-X. Yeah. Don't you love Rain-X?
Rain-X is one of the greatest inventions of all time.
Yeah.
My first car, the windshield wipers did not work, and that's when I learned Rain-X.
Put
a nice coat on there.
My girlfriend in high school, her dad was obsessed with Rain-X.
Michelle?
Yeah, he was upset. He loved it. He was like, he'd talk to me about it for hours. Being married is great. For lots of reasons, but one of the reasons it's great is because I can learn about the times in my life that I was dumb, but I didn't know it.
Yeah.
She can point those things out to me.
Frequently.
When I'm like, when I did something just incredibly stupid.
Yeah.
And I was just completely unaware.
Yeah.
Which I feel like is the most excusable form of stupidity.
If you're unaware,
what?
Yeah. Come on. I didn't know.
Yeah. It's one thing if you do something stupid that you know what?
I knew that was kind of stupid when I did it.
That's okay. I get that.
Yeah.
But this kind of unawareness.
Yeah.
So she can point out the fact that, you know, I'm borderline.
Yeah.
On the spectrum, as they say. Yes. I got a touch of the tist, you know.
It just nicked you on the way by.
Yeah. For instance.
I like to picture your twin that you absorbed. He was fully autistic.
Uh-huh.
And because you absorbed them, you just got part of it.
I got some of it.
Yeah.
Like, but not like the cool part where you like can remember things or count how many toothpicks are on the ground or something.
No.
I didn't get
it's
any
not
of that.
Functional.
I just got the stupidity like this.
Autistic people are not stupid. Some are very, very smart.
Well, I suppose it depends on how you define stupid.
That is true.
I agree with Forrest.
but that's just me. Stupid is as stupid does, you know?
Yeah.
So if you do stupid things, you're stupid.
And what stupid, don't do what stupid thing did you do?
So here's the thing that I did. Erica, she has a backpack that's got multiple pockets and things in it. And she said, hey, can you get my, I don't know, whatever it was, pen, highlighter or something.
I don't know. I wasn't listening.
From my backpack. And I said, yeah. What pocket is it in? Because there's side pockets. Yeah, there's pockets, you know, all over the place. Yeah. And she said, it's in the front pocket. I said, okay.
Yeah.
So I go to the room and open the front pocket. There's no highlighter there.
No.
And I go back to her. I was like, there's no highlighter in the front pocket. She goes, did you look in the front pocket? And I was like, yeah. Yeah, I looked in the front pocket. You know, there was just feminine hygiene products in there. I couldn't find any. No highlighters, you know? She goes, no, that's the front pocket. I was like, what was that? And she's like, no, that's the, you didn't look in the front pocket. You looked in the front pocket. I was like, I don't think so. I think it's just the front pocket.
Yeah.
You don't have to, there's no front. So am I right or is she right?
What was the total number of pockets? Like three?
On her backpack?
Yeah, but is there like a back, a middle, and a front?
Yes. And in the front. So there's a zipper, a zipper, a zipper. They go all the way around.
There are three zippers.
But then there's at the front zipper, there's like a sideways kind of zipper at the very front.
That would be the front.
Which she calls the front.
Yeah.
But for me, if I say, which pocket is, she's front. I'm going to go all the way to the front of the backpack, open it up.
Unless you knew there was a front.
Now, if we had a previous conversation, which we very well probably did.
multiple times.
We probably had this conversation multiple times. But I don't think we did. I don't think we did. And if she was like, If when I asked where it is, if she would have said the front pocket, and I would have said the front pocket, and she's like, well, not the front pocket, just the front pocket. Well, now we got something to talk about here.
Right.
Okay. But she looked at me when I said that I got it from that I was looking in the front pocket. She looked at me like I was the dumbest person on the face of the earth. Like,
oh my gosh, Dan, I can't believe you don't know what
like,
the front pocket
obviously
is.
I meant the front pocket, not the front pocket. And I was like, I just learned.
Yeah.
Something that I was dumb previously, and now I'm a little smarter.
So what would you call that?
I would call it the second to front pocket. That's what I would call it.
Second to front.
Yes.
Because you got the front, second to front.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't think you have to extend. Front is the end of it. It's the front and the back. That, those are the bookends of the bag.
Yeah.
Right? And then everything else is a numbered.
Second to back.
Second to back, second to front, third to back, third to front. Whatever you want to call that. That's easy to follow.
But not front.
Front. To me, that seemed a little bit ridiculous.
Would there be a back?
But I learned. I don't know if there's a back, to be honest.
Well, if there's a front, then there's bound to be a back.
Yeah.
Some, like my backpack has like a spot for a laptop. That's technically
that back would be back. A backpack, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or you I would call that the laptop.
That's
what I
was going to say.
Yeah, I would call it the laptop spot, but people would say the backpack.
Mm-hmm. The backpack. The backpack on the backpack.
Yeah. There's also side pockets.
Yeah, side pockets.
Sometimes there could be a top pocket. Like my bag has a top pocket.
And sometimes there's pouches.
Sometimes there's pouches. Pouches are different.
And the top pocket is typically where you store your hot pockets for the road.
Mm-hmm. So if anybody's wondering, you might have been listening to the show for a while, and you may have thought to yourself, when are they going to run out of material?
Last week.
Can these guys just keep on talking about stuff forever, or eventually they're going to run out of material?
No.
It was Mark. The answer is no. So anyway, now I'm smarter than I was.
Because
I
know there's a front.
I know there's a front. Mm-hmm.
So someone made the comment, and I can't remember. I'd give credit. If I could give credit, but I don't remember. I wrote it down. Someone said, has Dan ever made a peanut cheese sandwich on fresh sourdough?
Well, we talked about peanut cheese.
And you talked about your sourdough keeping you fat.
I talked about my sourdough. I had a piece of sourdough before I came down here right now. Well, I've not...
Well, the peanut cheese
the
is
peanut,
not a reality.
I still haven't experimented with peanut cheese. I'd like to, you know. I think it's a really untapped market.
Yeah. Spread it out.
Yeah.
Put it in the freezer.
Peter Pan,
chop it up.
Jif. Yeah. You know, guys, get a hold of us.
Yeah.
What's the Mount Rushmore of peanut butter brands?
Oh, come on.
Skippy, Jif, Peter Pan.
It feels like we're missing one. You know, they have a Reese's now.
Oh, yeah.
Or you go great value.
Well, that was the other thing. Generic. You could just say generic. Because we get the Kirkland brand, I think, sometimes. No. I don't think Kirkland has a peanut butter. I think they have like a... because we get Jif there. Choosy moms choose Jif. And so we choose... we're a Jif family because we're choosy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that's what we say.
It checks out.
So, there it is. I guess that's pretty easy. What do we say? Skippy?
Jiffy.
Jif.
Wait, yeah. Jif.
Is there a Jiffy peanut butter?
Not saying, I just see Jif.
That's a place you get your card done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Peter Pan.
So Peter Pan, Jif, Skippy, Reese's, or
I'd say generic.
I'd say generic.
Yeah.
Reese's is still the rogue.
They've got their own thing.
Reese's is like it's 1991 and they're Fox, you know? And they're coming on the scene. They're cool.
Up. Oh, they're going to be ahead of the game eventually.
Yeah. The black people like them more than the white people, you know? But there it is. So ABC, I would say, is Jif. CBS is Skippy.
What about Mount Rushmore of spreads? Like hazelnut spread, Nutella? Mm. Peanut butter is a spread.
Okay.
Apple butter.
Apple butter is a spread.
I love apple butter.
Oh, what is wrong with you?
I don't know. Something about it.
Apple butter sit well with me.
I think it's the name. What is apple butter mean? I don't like the term apple butter.
It's basically applesauce.
Yeah, it's essentially what it is.
Oh, is there butter in it?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know what apple butter is made of.
It's pretty much just like an apple jam.
Yeah,
apple jam.
Yeah,
that doesn't sound good to me. I don't care for
it. Delicious.
Okay, peanut butter.
I feel like there's a Nutella. Cheese spread.
Yeah, there is a cheese spread for sure. Yeah. Cheese. We'll just say generic cheese spread. And I was going to say guacamole. You can spread.
Guacamole is a spread.
It is. Yeah, you can put it on toast.
That's pretty good.
All right, we'll go with that. What else you got, Jason?
I got lots of things. So Teddy wants to know.
Okay.
Would you rather be a Jedi or Captain America? Now, these are two different universes, two different sets of powers. Mm-hmm. Captain America is a bioengineered, like superhuman.
Am I a Jedi in my own life, or do I have to live in the Star Wars world?
Let's say, like, you are who you are today in this world, either as a Jedi or as Captain America.
I am who I am today in this world. So, like, I'm living in this apartment.
You're doing the podcast.
I would say Jedi, personally.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I'd say Captain America.
I just like the thought of moving things with my brain. You know, that I'm sitting at the couch,
the
remote's over there.
It's not your brain.
You use the force to give me the remote. There's lots of things you can do with the force.
That's the go-to. It's always everybody wants the remote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can use my phone because I have an Apple TV. No big deal. Whatever. I live in a loft. I have an Apple TV. And I can use my phone as a remote, which is actually pretty handy, but I don't love the experience.
No, I like a physical remote.
I like a physical remote. Yeah.
Do you know the Neuralink guy, the first guy that got the chip? He's playing chess on a computer. He's a paraplegic, like he can't move. Mm-hmm. He can play chess in his mind on the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
It's terrifying.
It's happening.
This is the beginning of the end.
Yeah. Skynet. Terminator. It's coming.
Elon is the one that's making it happen.
Yeah. From his perspective, I think he thinks he's doing good.
That's the most dangerous kind of person, the one that thinks they're doing good.
Yeah.
It's not the one that knows they're doing bad that's dangerous.
He's
it's the
basically
one that thinks they're doing
Tony
good.
Tony Stark, and he created Ultron.
Mm-hmm. Right? He is kind of Tony Stark,
isn't
he?
He is Tony Stark. Yeah. Yeah.
Just a little bit less good looking.
It's debatable.
He is my favorite African American, though.
My favorite African American is Eddie Murphy's character from Coming to America. I don't know his name.
I don't know.
King Prince.
Yeah.
Prince.
It's been a while since I've seen it.
Hey, look, we got Kunta Kinte over here. Hey, bring him over here. I like Kunta Kinte, too. Maybe I'll go with him. That's LeVar Burton.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Prince Akeem.
Prince Akeem?
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
That's mine. McDougal's.
So before the show, you said you had a whole bunch of things.
Oh, man.
Wait. Real quick.
All right.
Let's do the Comet T.
Okay, if you didn't know, there's a new Comet comedy. There's a comedy network called Comet T.
Spell that.
Comet, C-O-M-E-T.
Uh-huh.
T, T-E-A.
Yeah.
So it's like T. which you drink.
Yeah.
And it's Comet before it.
So Comet Tea.
Comet Tea, which kind of sounds like comedy.
Yeah.
So it's Comet Tea Entertainment.
Yeah. And it's a conglomerate.
It's a multi
international
entertainment conglomerate. Definitely.
We've been fortunate to be accepted into Comet Tea Entertainment.
And so we're a part of the Comet Tea Entertainment Network.
Along with Critters for Dinner.
Uh-huh.
Hosted by Patton, General Patton.
Uh-huh.
So you can find that on all platforms, but Comet Tea Entertainment is also part of Critters. And before the show, Preston just informed us that he is considering joining Comet Tea Entertainment.
I definitely am. It's going to be a gaming podcast that has like some modern like new stuff going on in that kind of area. What's going on?
Yeah, is it gonna be funny?
We'll have some funny stuff. I mean,
listen, Preston is one of the hosts. Is it gonna be funny?
It's gonna be you and, no. and Ewan.
Yeah,
Ewan has Ewan a fantastic man. Voice.
He does. Yes. He's gonna carry that podcast. I mean, he's
more definitely. Yes.
He's got. It's like a top 10 voice. It's okay. A wonderful voice. Yeah. Yeah.
So
I was at the coffee shop. This is a true story. I was at the coffee shop the other day, and Ewan is talking to his friend. He's one table over from me, and I'm sitting here. I think I was talking to Erica. And so there's just one table over, and there's an old lady walked by. And when she walked up to Ewan, and she's like, "I'm sorry, I just have to tell you." Have I told this story?
No.
She goes, "I just have to tell you, Ewan's got this great deep voice."
Yeah.
She goes, "Your voice, have you thought about getting in radio or anything like that? Because your voice is fantastic."
Yeah.
And he's like, "Oh, well, you know," and he's talking, you know, being very humble and stuff. And she's like, "Well, your voice is really fantastic." And then she walks by us and kind of, you make that kind of polite eye contact.
Yeah.
And when she made eye contact with me, I said, "Hello, how are you doing today?" Just fishing for a compliment. And she laughed and kept on walking. So I was like, "Come on, that was pretty good." Yeah, that was pretty good.
You got a face for radio.
She was not interested. So it's Ewan and yourself.
Yep.
And I was going to say Ewan, but it sounds better to say Ewan and yourself.
Yeah.
Talking about video games and whatnot and, you know, whatever.
Just kind of nerdy, geeky stuff. You know?
Yeah. Easy. So look for it on all platforms.
Preston's also going to talk a lot about Brokeback Mountain.
That's for the Patreon subscribers.
I also,
after dark,
since we're making announcements, too am going to be starting a podcast.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep. It's going to be all about window washing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be basically ASMR of squeegees going across the windows.
What's ASMR?
What does it stand for?
How do you just, like, yeah.
I know what ASMR is.
Is it onomatopoeia? Yeah.
It's like when you're watching somebody, like, I don't know, like make
pop
tea,
bubble wrap,
let's say, or pop bubble wrap. And you can hear, like, the microphone's, like, super, and, like, everything that, like, touches, it's, like, very,
I know.
What's ASMR stand for?
Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
ASMR sounds better.
ASMR. Yeah. So it's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
Yep.
Okay.
Just saying.
It could be the most popular thing on Comet T Network. And that's true.
You know, that is true.
Could be. Yeah.
It
could.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Yeah, just little comments. Ooh, that's good.
Mm. Might have to redo that one. Mm. That's a clean window.
Nice windows.
I was thinking about the other day. Did you... So... First of all, what is the American bird?
Eagle.
Oh, I love bald eagles bald so eagle. Much.
Used to be turkey.
I was talking to a guy the other day. He's a naturalist. And he said that in 1990, there were only 4 known mating pairs of bald eagles in Ohio. In Ohio.
Okay, maybe.
There were only 4 known mating pairs. And he said now there's... over 4 known in Marion County alone. Yeah. So it's like bald eagles are doing well.
Yeah.
It's a good time to be a bald eagle.
Yeah.
Nobody's shooting you.
On purpose.
Most people. Yeah. Well, yeah. If you, I mean, if you were like a, be honest, Jason.
Yeah.
If you were like an eccentric billionaire type person and you had like a lot of mounts and stuff and, you know, and you could shoot a bald eagle and no one would know about it and you could get it mounted, would you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you would. So
I'd also mount its egg right beside of it.
Oh yeah, the bald eagle egg.
I'd you pickle it.
Eagle powers. Ooh, I'll bet a pickled bald eagle egg is phenomenal. Yeah. I'll bet it's so good.
I know a guy.
Yeah, I'll bet you do. I'll bet you do. So, you know, But did you know what the American bird almost was?
Turkey.
It was the it was in between the turkey or the bald eagle. And I was talking to Abby about this the other day, and she goes, so if it had become the turkey, does that mean we wouldn't be allowed to eat turkey?
No.
Do you think, what do you think about that?
That could be, yeah.
We'd be eating bald eagles for Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving would be just, you gather around the oven roasted bald eagle.
I like to deep fry my eagles.
You think that's what it would be? I feel like an eagle doesn't have as much meat on it, you know?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. They're pretty big, man.
They're massive.
I saw a video where this one kind of like came up to a guy, and its head was up by like his waist.
Mm-hmm. Well, they pick up like small creatures, dogs, cats, to pick up and fly in the air. That's a big animal.
I saw one time fly away with a full deer leg.
Yeah.
No joke.
I just still feel like we would... I feel like we'd still have... Turkey is so prevalent. Like, I have a hard time believing that we would just not eat turkey and we would just let these turkeys
roam
free.
Like, they love the cow.
Yeah,
right?
Well, they worship the cow. We don't worship bald eagles.
Well,
some of us don't. I like bald eagles.
You like them.
Every time I see one, I out loud say, I just love bald eagles.
Yeah.
ask Levi. Okay. He rides with me a lot, and every time we see one.
Yeah, I just love bald eagles.
It's
a very majestic bird.
Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Scavenger.
Well, I there's really not too much there. I was just curious what you thought if we would...
Before the show, when you said, I got a lot of really great
stuff. Listen, that's just one.
It's on the top of the list.
How about this? You ready for this?
Yeah.
I was an expert. I was like a black belt. There's things that don't exist anymore that no longer will probably, unless there's some sort of apocalypse... Which I guess there probably definitely is going to be at some point, right?
Yeah.
At some point
there will be.
The movies have foretold that it will happen.
Long ago.
Because that's what happens. If there's a movie about it, that means it's going to happen.
There will be an apocalypse.
They
got to
tell you before they tell you.
And a dystopian future.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to it.
Obviously. So in this dystopian future, things that have gone away may come back.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
I feel like I was as good as anybody at arranging the antenna to get the perfect reception.
You're talking rabbit ears.
Rabbit ears. Yeah. And you had, I have no idea what the click did. There was a circle. It had a click. There was a circle in the middle, and it had two things that could go out, different ways.
Telescopic.
If you get really crazy, you could get some aluminum foil and start doing some stuff with that. And I feel like I could move it in just a way, click, click, move it in just a way where I feel like I was top 10%.
Yeah.
Definitely of...
Well, where we live, arrangers. We had to,
and that was our job. Dad would tell us, hey, go fix the thing, and you'd have to get it just right.
Some people were the remote. We weren't the remote because we didn't have that many channels.
No, it was just we had...
Get that one channel and get the rabbit ears and tune it in.
It was the three.
I like the click thing.
The click was awesome.
Yeah, I think there was like 12 clicks.
I don't know what was happening there with the clicks, but some worked better than others.
I think there was a ferrite coil.
A what?
A ferrite coil.
Oh, okay.
And every time he clicked it, that ferrite coil adjusted.
Okay. I don't know what those words are, but I know, I feel like my heart was in the clicker. Like I knew something on like a gut deep level.
It's more of an art than a science.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the science of it, I'm sure people could explain it away.
Sure.
But there's an art to it. Mm-hmm. You got to feel the frequencies.
Sure, sure. So we could go straight into the Netflix suggestion of the week because I actually have two.
Do it.
And so I don't want to step on it. Like, I want to give ourselves room to breathe because I have two things to talk about.
Okay.
So. And Preston has something too, apparently.
Netflix, Netflix, watch these shows with the ones. Netflix, Netflix, or maybe Hulu Plus. Netflix, Netflix, or watch these shows with us. Netflix, Netflix,
Jason,
or maybe Hulu Plus.
What is your Netflix suggestion of the week, this week, on our show?
Apple TV.
Uh-huh.
There's a show. It's a cartoon.
Uh-huh.
Why do you do that noise?
No reason.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
I just started it last night. We're two or three episodes in.
Okay.
Strange Planet.
Oh, yeah. I've suggested this before, and what? I said you and Chubby would like it.
I don't think so.
Definitely.
Okay, it's we started last night.
Made by Nathan Pyle.
Yeah.
I know his brother.
And why is he not on the show?
His
brother's not
bridges
as funny.
Were burned. No, his brother's name is Gabe. Gabe is really funny.
Yeah.
He's a published author. Oh, he's very artistic like his brother.
Does
very
he live
creative.
Close?
He lives in Columbus.
Dude, we should have him on.
I am afraid to have Gabe on, although I like Gabe a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid that Gabe will think that we are treating him as a bridge to his brother. Which
we're not.
Be honest. Be honest.
Yeah.
You kind of would be, though.
I don't know.
Would you
Gabe
bring up
Nathan.
His brother? You'd bring him up because he's a very successful person.
Passive-aggressively do it.
You would passive-aggressively. You're good at that. So anyway, it's called Strange Planet. Explain the premise of the show.
They're these creatures.
I mean, if you listen to Laura Ritt, you've already heard the premise because I
there
gave
are
this a
beings.
Suggestion once. Uh-huh.
They're not humans. They're uh-huh. beings. Almost alien-like.
Outer space.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they live in a world very similar to ours.
Yes.
They're very literal
yes.
in everything that they say.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
These were very famous internet comics before it was a cartoon. Did you
yes.
know that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That's it.
It's good, though.
It's very
good.
It's
very yeah. funny.
Very funny.
I could not watch too many at a time because yeah. you really have to pay attention.
Every word means something.
Yes. It's so well written.
The one... that we just watched last, he was trying to get a pet to come live with him in his house.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to bring in the grayscale finger bandit, which is a raccoon.
I think the guy who produces that show, you can look it up, but I think it's Nathan Pyle, and I think it's Dan something or other.
Harmon.
I think it's Dan Harmon. And I think Dan Harmon did Community. I think Community is his
oh, okay.
thing.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
pretty
yeah.
sure about
yeah.
that.
I recognized the name when mm-hmm. it popped up, but I couldn't place it.
Yeah, I'm pretty yeah. sure. You know they're making a Community movie?
No.
Yep, they're okay. in. It's happening. They just have to work around Donald Glover's schedule, the only actor who's become popular since the show.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Kim Jong is kind of popular.
Yeah. Is Chevy still with us?
Yeah, I doubt they'll have him on. Chevy, talk about burning bridges. Chevy yeah. burns every bridge he ever walked across.
He's funny.
He's funny, but apparently he's mean. Dan Harmon, what did he do? I think Dan Harmon, I think he's Community, yeah. I think is what he is. Were you a Community guy?
Not really.
Oh.
I mean, the first season, I watched it.
Donald Glover is so funny in Community.
Yeah, he's funny.
All right.
Yeah, he was Community.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, good. I got two suggestions. One is kind of a normal thing. I think it's on Amazon Prime. But before I do that, I want to talk about the fact that I saw Dune 2.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, Preston, you talked about it last week. You gave Dune 1 like a 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
I gave Dune 1 a 9.5, maybe. Like, I just thought it was maybe a 10. I just thought it was perfect for what it was. It was just, there's nothing almost that I can even imagine that you would have changed. It was just so
soundtrack.
Spectacular. Hans Zimmer crushes it in the okay. soundtrack. The Dune 2 soundtrack, even better. Like, okay. it is definitely mm-hmm. better. It's so good. Dune 2 is phenomenal. I mean, it is masterful and very pro-life, which I don't know if he meant to, but it is pretty pro-life. And I found it to be, if you want to talk about it kind of politically, so in the book, the bad guy, Baron Harkonnen, okay?
Don't like that guy.
He's the guy that's like really fat and yeah. he like kind of like, he's got these like kind of things that like float him around and he gets into that black pool of stuff. So, that was pretty good.
It was
pretty good.
It's not as good as your JBL impression.
Yeah.
That's a great sound.
That's a great sound. In the book, Baron Harkonnen is gay for particularly young boys. And he's evil. He's wicked. He's nasty.
Well,
he's a horrible.
Most pedophiles are.
He's a horrible
yeah.
person.
Yeah.
But they did not talk about that in the. They didn't bring that up in the movie.
Well, that's probably for the better.
Yeah. Well, because they don't want to. I think because they don't want to make they want to make it look perverted because he is perverted.
Yes.
Anyway, there's a new character who's his nephew, Fade Rautha, played by Austin what's his name? Austin something or other. He's the guy that plays Elvis. He's kind of getting big right now. He's young guy, kind of good looking guy, and he plays this really evil character. And the thing about Dune 2 is the bad guys are really bad, okay? Yeah, yeah. And the good guys are really good.
Austin Butler,
yeah. He's kind of making his way on the scene. But I loved Dune 2. I thought it was fantastic. It ended the book. So Dune 1 and 2 make up the first book of Dune. And then they, I think, are in talks to do the next movie about the second book. I listened to an interview with Hans Zimmer, who did the soundtrack, and he said that when the first movie was over, he couldn't stop writing Dune music, even though they hadn't been picked up yet.
Yeah.
And so he was all ready to go. Like when they came to him, he's like, I already got it. It's done, man. I'm ready to go. So,
you're like, I got 10 more movies.
Yeah.
They're all there.
It's excellent. It's very good. I mean, it's probably not everyone's cup of tea. Comet Tea Network. Check it out. It's not everyone's cup of tea. Probably science fiction. If you don't like that sort of thing, like
I love science fiction.
Levi was like trying to get Grace to watch it. So we watched Dune 1 and he was like, you got to watch it. So that way when we go see Dune 2, you'll like know what's going on. And, you know, halfway through, she's like, you know, this is not my thing. He's like, I get it. I know. I get it. So I know it's not everybody's thing, and that's fine. But if you like that sort of thing, I think it's the best space
opera.
I don't know if it's a space opera. Maybe a space rock opera. No, I don't know. I think it's the greatest, maybe purely science fiction space movies of all time. I really think it is.
You're talking Dune 2.
Dune 1 and 2 really make up one thing.
Okay,
in my mind.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I think Dune 1 and 2 are at the very peak of movie making. It's my opinion. The acting's perfect. The dialogue is not cheesy at all. It's good. They honored the books. The CGI effects are so good, you forget that they're CGI. It's just really, really good. But my other suggestion is called The Thief Collector. It's about a husband and wife who, it's on Amazon Prime. It's a documentary about a husband and wife who stole a famous piece of art and just kept it in their house because they just for kicks and they liked it. And apparently they were stealing a lot of stuff and maybe they killed somebody. We don't know. But it's good, but it also, when it's over, you're like, is that it?
Yeah.
It doesn't give us all the conclusions. It's a documentary. Okay. It's called The Thief Collector. It's pretty good, but when it's over, you feel like you were kind of setting me up to get some answers here, and I still don't know a lot of stuff. Yeah. They're dead, so we can't ask them.
Yeah.
So, but it's pretty good. It's called The Thief Collector. You'll like it. It's not King of Kong. It's not, you know, but it's good. It's good. Okay. Jesse.
I've been watching Suits lately on Netflix.
Meghan Markle.
Dude, that's where I was going with it. I know she's completely insufferable now as a human being.
Sure.
But man, she is good in
that. That's not...
She's good in Suits.
It's not that kind of podcast, Jess.
Her character's really good, you know.
Is she
really
a good actress?
I
don't know.
I think so. All right,
Suits on Netflix.
He watched it on mute.
Okay.
just as good.
Is Savannah watching this with you?
Yep, and every time I let her know how good Meghan Markle is in the show.
Does she like the fellas in the movie?
I mean, TV show? She's a good wife. She does never mention stuff like that. I'll try to trick her sometimes and be like, hey, he's a pretty good looking guy. And she's like, meh. And I'm like, that's right.
It's pretty obvious.
No, you.
It's pretty obvious that looks are not important to Savannah.
Clearly.
I mean, anybody, that's pretty obvious. So I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's just not something she cares about.
She gave up on that a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. No. Like 14 years ago.
Single tier. Preston?
So mine, I haven't watched it, but I plan on watching it tonight. Quiet on Set.
What is this?
It's a documentary about the Nickelodeon whole toxic environment in the 90s and early
2000s. There was a toxic environment?
What? Yeah.
Yeah,
it's apparently lots of sexual abuse.
What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Jamie Lynn Spears was part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Britney Spears' sister.
Dan Schneider. Some,
yeah. I mean, it was pretty bad.
Sounds like a real downer.
Unfortunately, but it's like growing up watching those shows, you always kind of like heard about stuff like that.
Yeah.
But now it's like they're actually shedding light on it.
Mm. Like they used to shed slime on people.
Yeah.
You know, Savannah was it
double
slimed.
Double. Is that double dare? on Nickelodeon.
Were they slime people?
Yeah.
Was that the name of the show?
Yeah.
I love
that. Slime time.
Yeah.
That's when it would happen. It would be like slime time or something.
Yeah. Hmm. We didn't have Nickelodeon growing up. No, but I remember being at kids' house, like friends' houses, and like the slime and all the stuff. I'm like, oh, this is so great.
Yeah, we did not have cable. We watched The Price is Right. And
Heart to Heart.
Heart to Heart. I am more familiar with Heart to Heart than I need to be.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, listen.
It was okay.
Wasn't a lot of choices.
I don't think it holds up. What was the show about the detective? Oh, shoot. I am not going to remember the name of that show, and it's going to bother me. It doesn't matter. We would watch the McLaughlin Group every night on PBS.
Love the McLaughlin Group.
Yeah. So, all right, there it is, the Netflix suggestions of the week.
I thought about you guys the other day. I was mindlessly scrolling TikTok.
As you do.
As I do. And there's this video of this guy that put his head in an empty bag of charcoal.
Oh, I saw that.
And shook it around, and he came out, and his entire face was just so black.
Yeah.
I saw that, and I was like, Dan and Jason.
I feel like people don't believe that happened.
No, it happened.
And it did.
Yeah.
Because we say a lot of things that aren't as true as other things on the show.
Sometimes.
But that 100% happened, and I think about it a lot.
The good old days.
Yeah, you know, things were different back then. Like Teddy was sitting in the car the other day, and his legs were crossed. I'm like, "Why are you sitting Indian style?" And he just looks at me. I'm like, "You don't call it that anymore, do you?"
Crisscross applesauce.
No, they call it something else. Pretzel. They're sitting in the pretzel. Yeah,
I like that better than crisscross applesauce, actually.
Yeah, but I mean,
Indian style's
the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's when
I feel like the thing about calling sitting like that Indian style. Is it's not like that's a good way to sit. You know what I mean? That's not a slam against the Native Americans. It's like, yeah, that's cool, man. Like, you know, like you're sitting like an Indian, man. That's sweet.
Do we know that's how Indians sat?
Oh, definitely.
They didn't have chairs.
No, when they smoke in the peace pipe. That's how they sit.
What I love about this whole woke society, like I saw an article, and I'm not gonna get all the details right, but like there's a group that's suing the Washington Commanders because after they changed their name from the Redskins to the Commanders, there was another group called the Commanders that was like, oh, that's our rights. It's like it's just gonna
it's a never-ending cycle.
Eat itself.
Yeah.
They should have just stuck with the Washington Football Team. That's what should
that would have been better.
Mm-hmm. And then we just go to every team is just the city. X team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, the Cleveland.
Like the generic team. Sports games from forever ago, like before they were licensed.
Yeah, right.
It's like
yeah.
Cleveland football.
Yeah, that was Double Dribble.
New York. Chicago.
New York, Chicago, Boston LA. Those are the teams that you could choose
Double
from.
Double Dribble was an Double underrated dribble. Game.
The Bulls could Double steal. Dribble.
I think New York could shoot the three. Right,
Boston could shoot the three.
Chicago was fast.
Yeah. Chicago was fast. Maybe L.A. Maybe they passed quick or something. Like the ball went faster.
Yeah.
Each had their own kind of superpower.
Yeah.
But that game was great.
I love
it. I would play Double Dribble
in the corner,
right now
on a three.
Yeah, corner three.
Come on,
all day. Swish. With that corner three.
Yeah.
It gave us a very loud sound effect. For every single dribble.
Yeah.
That's what... Double Dribble. Double Dribble. That's how it sounded. Double Dribble was a great game. You're missing out. What was the first basketball game that you can remember playing on a video system? It's probably ridiculous.
Probably NBA Jam, right?
So on an actual system, it would have been 2K.
Okay.
Like 2K 2002.
Which is that's 2000.
Crazy.
Yeah,
that's I nuts. Do remember I used to camp at a campground that had a little arcade, and they had some of the old arcade games.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like one of your shirts, one of your t-shirts.
Yeah.
NBA has Jam.
NBA Jam.
NBA that's Jam was fantastic.
NBA Jam was great.
NBA Jam
He's heating up.
Is awesome.
Actually, he's on fire.
Are you wearing? Oh,
he's
my gosh.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm wearing that shirt right now.
Dude, that game was fantastic.
Yeah, it was really great.
I mean, not as good as Atari.
There's a code where you could be Bill Clinton.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Really?
Yeah, you could enter a code. You could be. And
there was
amazing.
All sorts of.
There were other people too, but Bill Clinton was the one that I always remember. Yeah,
I forgot
you could be
about
Scorpion
that.
From Mortal Kombat.
Oh really? Hmm, that's cool. I liked NBA Jam a lot, but the first basketball game I can remember was Double Dribble. And then we played a lot of... We were the only people that I knew that played Tecmo basketball. Like, people didn't even know it existed.
Yeah.
I once led
David
the
Robinson.
League, I once led the yeah. league in blocks. I was averaging 15 blocks a day with Muggsy Bogues. So that's how that game worked.
I had like 300 steals a game with David
Robinson.
Yeah, because
it was like you could hack the system. Yeah. You could basically steal every inbound pass and then dunk, steal and dunk, steal and dunk.
Yeah.
And that was, once you learned how to do that, then you would just do that the whole game. For game after game. And you'd be like, this is amazing.
For a whole 82 games.
David Robinson has 75 steals and 300 points every single game. And you would just never get tired of it.
No.
Because you would play the whole season.
I think about that now, like if I saw Teddy doing that, I'm like, Teddy, what are you doing? Just play the game. This is stupid.
This is so stupid. Yeah.
Occasionally I'll sit down, he's like, he'll pick up the remote. I'm like, no, give me that. Yeah. He's like, what? I'm like, I don't want to watch anything stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's like, what you watch is stupid. I said, no, it's not.
And you're like, you're stupid.
Yeah. You're stupid. Yeah. No, you're
just
stupid.
Like your father.
Oh.
But then he said, so the stuff that you watched when you were my age, did your dad think it was stupid? I said, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But he didn't change the channel. He just went to bed.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like we pretty much just watched whatever Dad wanted to watch. Didn't we?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I suppose when he wasn't around, then we would watch
stuff. Watch what we wanted.
Teenage Mutant
but
Ninja
when
Turtles.
He was home, mm-hmm. it was his thing.
Yeah. I feel like we really, as a society, missed out by not having Gene Wilder play the Joker ever.
Oh.
Don't
man.
You think?
Yeah.
I think that was a real miss. I just don't think there was a Batman when he was like in his heyday.
Well, Adam West.
Well, that Adam West thing was different. And I think that was before him, before he was really popular. I don't know. We'd
it's
have
pretty
to
close.
Look up. I want to know two things. I want to know when the Batman Adam West series aired on television, and I also want to know when. What's the youngest Gene Wilder you can think of? It's probably the Western.
Yeah.
What's that?
I can't remember.
What's the Gene Wilder Western that's so offensive?
Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles.
Yeah.
So I want to know when Blazing Saddles came out, and I want to know when that one came out too, because
1966 for Batman.
Okay. Well, Blazing Saddles. I'm going to put Blazing Saddles in 1972. Is when I'm going to put Blazing Saddles.
I don't know. It's on Netflix. I started watching
1974.
Oh, I was close. So it doesn't quite. Yeah, in the 70s is
when
he
did Willy Wonka come out.
Oh yeah, when the Gene Wilder Willy Wonka. When did that come out?
The real one.
He would have crushed the Joker.
71.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. He would have killed it. Like he would have been the best Joker.
Yeah, I think so.
I love Gene Wilder.
Well, Heath Ledger did fantastic.
Well, he did great.
Yeah.
A little too great.
Well, did you see the new Joker with Joaquin Phoenix?
No.
It's really good.
It's really
Everybody
good.
Says it's good. It looks
it's
so
really
dark,
dark
to
it's
me
dark.
That I'm just not.
But
I'm
Gotham is dark. That whole Batman
and
is
I
dark.
Don't,
it's
like,
not
watch.
Adam West.
No, it's not. I like Adam West.
Bang, pow,
someone should
smack.
Redo that. Somebody should come out with a Batman that's like the old Adam West.
Yeah.
Okay. I think they kind of tried that with the George Clooney one, and like, nobody wants this.
George Clooney, back-to-back weeks.
Come on. We're George Clooney heavy around here. I've always said that.
Mount Rushmore of things not to get wet.
Well, I mean, this does bring up the question is that Levi says you cannot feel wetness.
Oh, yeah. Where we could talk about
he
that.
He says that you only can sense the temperature change, but there are specific, and they have located them, some animals have a specific receptor in their skin that can detect wetness, but that a human being, and like the proof is like when you pee your pants, you just feel the warmth before you feel the wetness. Like that's what you feel like. It's like warm.
But you say before the wetness, meaning you would never feel
it. Well, then you're aware of it because you know, oh, that's what it is. But like what he's saying is that the human body skin, the human skin does not have, I Googled it. Some people seem to agree the ability to feel wetness, but it depends on what you mean by feel, because I feel like I could sense the fact that something's different, but he says you cannot feel wetness.
I think you can feel wetness.
You think so?
Yeah. So I guess...
It's the temperature change, though. That's what you sense.
Well, I think it's viscosity.
You think it's a viscosity question?
I do, because like putting your hand in peanut butter, like you would feel
that. Mm-hmm.
We've all done it, mm-hmm. right? If you put your hand in peanut butter, you would feel it. Now just picture watering down that peanut butter a little bit at a time.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, you got it.
Just picture that. So just pour the water in. a little bit at a time.
Yeah, eventually you get like a slurp, like a peanut butter slurp.
It's starting to get kind of weird slushy. A little bit more. And, some kind of jumped out at me. Okay. Yeah, I guess you're right. Now that checks out. Yeah. Now, if it's chunky peanut butter, for sure. I love chunky peanut butter.
It's the best. Mm-hmm. Mount Rushmore of things not to get wet.
Holy cow.
Huh?
Cotton candy.
Cotton candy, yeah, it's gone. Did you see the raccoon trying to wash cotton candy?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that.
That's a fantastic video.
Is that what we're doing now? We're just talking about videos that we saw?
You're the one that does this all the time.
That's true, I do that. But I like redo bits. I don't be like, did you see the raccoon that was the... Did you see the monkey that smelled its finger?
That's a good one, too.
I like the monkeys that throw the poop.
Yeah.
We all like the monkeys that throw the poop.
Not in real. Here's the thing.
Okay. I don't know, Jesse, if you had the birds and the bees conversation with your kids. Preston,
I don't even know it.
I'm sure you don't.
I don't. I was never told the birds and bees.
So conversation is imminent. You know, someday you got to talk about this sort of thing. I found the best thing to do is just take him to the chimpanzee exhibit at the zoo and just sit him down there for a while. And just then they watch. They're like 5, 6 years old. And then, see what's happening there, son?
When a monkey loves another monkey.
Just so you know, pack that away.
See, Maddox knows.
Yeah.
He saw 2 turtles doing it at the zoo last week.
Oh, Levi got a picture of that once. He was like the perfect age to see 2 turtles. He was like 16 years old and he immediately took a picture, sent it to his friends.
Logistically, I'm not sure how that works.
Well, they figure it out. Life finds a way, as Jeff Goldblum once said. All right. That's it. That's a show.
I want a special...
Stella,
Are we recording?
We're recording. Okay. Good.
Are you sure?
All right.
Shout out really quick.
Okay.
The Critters for Dinner. So it's a show I'm doing with Patton. It would be awesome if people checked it out. If you don't like it, it's not for you. That's fine. But just check it out and watch or listen to it.
All right. This is Dan signing off for Jason, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.
Sabuba sit. Good dog.
I have spoken.
Good night, Flower Patch Kids. And especially you, Rowdy Introvert. My man.
My man. He's rowdy
and
he's an introvert.
Which sounds like an oxymoron, but
I think it's a dichotomy. I think it's irony, maybe.
Those are words.